Environmental Community Law, ACOPVEDANTHANI RAJ BADHI JAY.
Jai Om Mishnubad, Padmanabhad, Charja Stok, Prasadishmad, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarshani Oshani Raj, Rupadi Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavi Jai, Nama Charja Shilaridas Thakur Jai, Prem Sakaho Shikashta Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shani Gaur Bhaktaran Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Bhogavina Shri Radha Bhagavini Gurdhan ki jai, Vrindavan Tham ki jai, Abhi Tham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Ankamai ki jai, Jagannamai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai, All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Thank you all very much for taking part in today's program. We invite you to check your cell phone and see that it's in silent mode, please. We're very sympathetic to children. We don't like to subject them to long, boring lectures. So many children who would be more comfortable elsewhere.
Do we have an alternative venue for children?
No, we don't. So we invite you to take them to the alternative venue that we don't have. And any children who stay and make noise will be shot. And we're hoping that Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj will join us shortly. He's in. Expected. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11. Text 33. This is the universal form chapter. Tasmatam utishta yasho lapashva chitva shatrun pungshva rajam samritham vayayvaite niyata purvameva nimitta matram babasavya sachin. Therefore, get up, prepare to fight and win glory, conquer your enemies, and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Purport. Savyasachin refers to one who can shoot arrows very expertly in the field. Thus, Arjuna is addressed as an expert warrior capable of delivering arrows to kill his enemies. Just become an instrument, nimitta mantra. This word is also very significant. The whole world is moving according to the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons who do not have sufficient knowledge think that nature is moving without a plan, and all manifestations are but accidental formations. There are many so-called scientists who suggest that perhaps it was like this, or maybe like that. But there's no question, perhaps and maybe. There's a specific plan being carried out in this material world. What is this plan? This cosmic manifestation is a chance for the conditioned souls to go back to Godhead, back to home. As long as they have the domineering mentality, which makes them try to lord it over material nature. they're conditioned. But anyone who can understand the plan of the Supreme Lord and cultivate Krishna consciousness is most intelligent. The creation and destruction of the cosmic manifestation are under the superior guidance of God. Thus, the battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of God. Arjuna was refusing to fight, but he was told that he should fight in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. Then he would be happy. If one is in full Krishna consciousness and his life is devoted to the Lord's transcendental service, he is perfect. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Veena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tathapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shakrashatam Sahagana Raghunathan Jitam Stam Sahivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kapasintha Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There's only one more housekeeping thing. I wonder whether you'd like to move up somewhat so the people who come in the back will have space. Tasmad Twam Utishta Yashola Pashba Jitva Shatrun Pungshurajam Samritam. My Ivaite Nihata Purvameva Nimittamatram Havasavisaji. In this chapter, the Lord has shown the universal form and the form of time, in which he destroys everything. And here he reveals that he's already killed all of the opposing soldiers on the field of Kurukshetra. Everything has been done by Krishna. And Arjun simply has to cooperate with the plan of the Lord. And his performance of prescribed duty will be successful. The Arjun is hesitating to fight because he doesn't know that Krishna has a divine plan. As Srila Prabhupada points out, the materialists have no understanding that there even is a plan. For them, everything just happens by chance. Things just are the way they are. They evolve through some sort of complex chemical or biochemical or physical or some other sort of process. There are all sorts of laws that make things happen. But in the final analysis, things just happen. There's no guiding intelligence. The elements of material nature assemble themselves in wonderful ways and give rise to living entities. These are some of their notions. But from the Bhagavad Gita we understand, Mayad yakshena prakriti suyate sacharachara hetunanena kauntiya jagat viparivartate. There's a cause behind everything, and the ultimate cause is Krishna. Sarvakarana karana. Mayad yakshena. The material nature is working under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Machines, the material world is mechanical, finally. And mechanical things don't just automatically work. Cars don't just drive themselves to specific destinations. Computers don't just boot themselves up and run wonderful programs. Behind everything, there's intelligence. The driver of the car who directs it to a specific destination, the programmer or user of the computer who directs it to work in certain ways. So behind the workings of material nature is the supreme intelligence. We're a little bit intelligent. We can drive a car. We can boot up our computer and type something or do some calculations. But we can't figure out the universe, what to see, who controlled it. Scientists sometimes try to control the workings of nature. And often nature retaliates so that they find themselves in hotter water than they started out in. In Bengal, just as a small example, there were pools of water on the surface which caused mosquitoes to take advantage of it and breed, and that caused malaria. So the scientists thought that if we dig wells, proper wells, then we can get rid of this surface water and save the people from this threat of malaria. So they dug wells all over Bengal, but what they didn't know is that beneath the surface there was lead. And so the water that people began drinking and bathing and so on was seriously contaminated by lead. And now they have one of the world's largest man-made epidemics known to history, where people are seriously suffering from various kinds of poisoning on account of this lead. Material nature is like that. We try to control
another simple example, we create the automobile to make life easier, and we make life hellish. Traffic, petrol wars, on and on. We attempt to take the role of controllers, but we don't really understand how the material world works. And particularly, we don't understand the purpose of the material world. We think it's some sort of theme park, a place for enjoyment, and it's not. It's simply not. We make our plans for enjoyment here through family life, through career, through education, through various all sorts of ways that we'll enjoy. But material nature continues to impose upon us the sufferings due to old age, disease, death, and rebirth in another species of life, or another body in this species. Nature continues to make our plans fail. Very simple plan. Half the people in America plan to be happy, or most of the people in America plan to be happy by getting married. And half of those people get divorced. Something went wrong with the plan. They don't know that the purpose of the world is to give us the opportunity for spiritual realization and transforming our consciousness so that we can get out of this material world. We're trying to dig in and have a nice situation here. That's foolish. We will not have a happy situation in this material world. Dukkhalaya, the material world is full of miseries. And when we try to make a happy situation here, it will not work. Or if you think I'm being overly pessimistic, all right, it will work and then it will stop working. It will be nice for some time and then it will turn sour, or it will simply end. Somebody dies and that's the end of that. Or in various other ways things end. This is frustrating or disappointing because the living entity doesn't want things to end. We want a happy life and we want it to be permanent. But this is not the place for permanence. It's simply not available here. Because everything will be finished and then everyone has to die. Nateshu Ramate Buddha. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the intelligent person doesn't look for pleasure in the material world. The pleasure in the material world finally means from the senses, sense enjoyment, some happy arrangement whereby my senses will be satisfied. But Krishna says that the intelligent person doesn't look for that. Why? Because it has a beginning and it has an end. The intelligent person is the one who thinks that I'm only going to be in this world for a short time, and I have a higher purpose here. Let me accomplish that purpose. My sense enjoyment will automatically come. Sense enjoyment will automatically come. How is that? I don't. If I don't seriously dedicate myself to making money and doing things for happiness, happiness will automatically come. Prahlad Maharaj said yes. And the evidence is that misery automatically comes. No one goes to college to learn how to be miserable. No one stands in a queue for waiting for misery. No one prays to God, please send misery. And misery comes automatically. In some allotment, someone gets more, someone gets less. Everyone gets plenty, more than enough to go around. The misery is coming automatically. So Prahlad Maharaj says, if misery is coming automatically in some proportion, happiness will also come. We don't have to waste our time. Where is happiness? Where is happiness? It'll find us. To the extent that it's meant to find us, and not a bit less, and not a bit more. So, why should I waste my life trying to get more happiness or less misery? Misery will come exactly as much as it's supposed to, and happiness will come. But the real purpose of human life is Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry about the Supreme, the seeking for freedom from material existence. And Krishna says, that's available in my devotional service. The root cause of our suffering is that we're trying to lord it over the material nature. We have a domineering mentality. Let me enjoy, let me control. And the big controllers are the biggest fools. They're looked up into society, looked up to in society, the big financial controllers, the big scientific controllers, the big political controllers. But all of them are swatted like flies by material nature. They're all downed. The real project is not to control material nature, but to place ourselves in harmony or in agreement with Krishna's arrangement. The first thing is we have to understand that there is an arrangement, and the next thing is to understand what that arrangement is. Tanvijnanartam sa guru meva bigajchet. If one wants to understand Krishna's arrangement, one has to understand from Krishna himself, or Krishna's representative. We'll not understand simply by mental speculation or holding intellectual conferences about it. Arjuna is understanding from Krishna himself. Krishna's serving as his spiritual master and telling him, here's what you do. Fight and you'll certainly win glory, the kingdom will be yours. Bhishma, Drona, and the others are all dead. I've already arranged it. You just have to become my instrument and it's done. Arjuna is hearing from Krishna. We may not directly, of course, we can also hear from Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is speaking, and we can get some direction from Krishna. The basic principles of spiritual understanding are there. But to understand those principles properly and get further direction, tadvijnanartam sa guru meva abhigacchet. One should approach a bona fide spiritual master and learn the science of Krishna so that one can understand perfectly well what one should do. The scientific advancement, this is a wonderful thing which, while you're talking, moves ahead and loses your place. The old technology is really good. Tasmat tvam tishta yashoda vashna. Jitva shachun pungshva rajan smita. My ayvate niyat purvame. Nimitta mantra. This nimitta mantra term is very significant. Nimitta means instrument. Simply become an instrument. The Lord has a program, and our best program is simply to become instrumental in His program. Our separate programs will fail. Our program for independent enjoyment is a life after life grand failure. We've already failed at it in so many lifetimes, and if we think that this lifetime we have a better shot at it, then we're fooling ourselves. The program for independent enjoyment will never succeed. The right program is to be instrumental in the service of Krishna. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he announces very openly his program of spreading the Sankirtan movement in every village and town. Prithivite yatache nagarani gram sarvatra prachar koivemur. His program is to spread the Sankirtan movement. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer. Yajantihi Sumedas. And those who are sufficiently intelligent will take advantage of the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy name of the Lord and engaging in the service of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, it's a very, where we find ourselves in the midst of a very miserable age, a degraded age. But the one good thing is that simply by Krishna Kirtan, we can get free from material entanglement and go back home, back to Godhead. So the intelligent persons who made us on in Kali Yuga will take part in the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many ways to serve the Sankirtan movement. We were hearing earlier, we need this done, we need that done, we need some money, we need some organization, we need a few people to do this, we need some painters, we need whatever ability one has, whatever skill one has, whatever resources one has, one can use in the service of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that will be the best use of one's intelligence, of one's words, of one's money, of one's life. Everything. If we try to use our money for our own enjoyment, we'll be frustrated. If we try to use our intelligence for our own enjoyment, we'll be frustrated. If we try to use our life for our own enjoyment, we'll be frustrated. But when we engage whatever we have as for the service of the Sankirtan movement, we become very happy. We become very happy. The Sankirtan movement itself is joyful. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. His holy name is identical with him. But by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, we can experience pleasure coming from the spiritual platform. And we can distribute that pleasure to others. It's not an expensive thing. It's not that people have to sign up for costly courses, spending thousands of rand. Anyone can take part in this Sankirtan movement and get the benefit. Anyone can take advantage of the literature being spread by the Sankirtan movement and learn the science of Krishna. It's easy. We especially spread the Sankirtan movement through the chanting, through festivals, through distribution of literature, through distribution of prasadam, which creates happiness in this life for everyone who takes part. Everyone who takes part in chanting, dancing, feasting, and hearing about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness can very easily find happiness at practically no expense and without difficulty. And everyone can be instrumental in spreading this movement of Krishna consciousness. Jari Dakotai Kao Krishna Upadesh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested everyone, wherever you go, wherever you meet, spread this message of Krishna. All of us go somewhere, all of us meet people. And if we take the opportunity just to share the message of Krishna. All right, some people will say, what is this Krishna? But what do we care? Some people will be uninterested, some people will be antagonistic, but so many will be receptive and genuinely interested. And that's our success. That's our success. So maybe there's some trouble involved. We have to go through a little bit of trouble or a lot. It's up to you. Srila Prabhupada went through so much trouble, traveling on a steamship in his old age to an unknown country with having no money and no resources, leaving his family and everything. So much trouble he undertook, and then once he got to America, then more inconvenience, more trouble. So, but by that trouble that he took, we're all benefiting. We're benefiting here, we're benefiting in China, we're benefiting in Russia. People are benefiting all over the world on account of that trouble that Srila Prabhupada undertook. So we may not undertake as much trouble as Srila Prabhupada did. Maybe we don't have that kind of determination and fortitude. But however much determination we have, we can use it. Even a little determination. Approach some coworker and tell them about Krishna. Approach some friend and show them a book about Krishna. Join the Sankirtan party and chant Hare Krishna or distribute some literature. This is not a high-risk assignment or a highly taxing assignment. It's fun. It's joyful. And you'll be surprised at the wonderful things that can happen when we make some attempt to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Because we're not acting on our own. If we succeed It's not by our own power. It's by Krishna's arrangement. And Krishna makes all these wonderful arrangements that someone is looking for him. And Krishna puts you in his line of travel, that you're looking for Krishna, and that person's looking for Krishna, and you're looking to spread something of Krishna consciousness, and then you meet, and something happens. Begin. But if you stay home, locked up, and unprepared, then you lose the opportunity to serve as Krishna's instrument. When we're prepared, when we have simple things, when we have a book with us in our pocket or in our purse or in our briefcase or whatever it is, then you're prepared at any moment. You can break out that book and show it to an interested person. If you have some cards, if you have some invitation, leaflets. Then you're prepared. Of course, you can be prepared just with your own words. That's good, but we publish all this stuff, so you might as well take advantage of it. We publish books, pamphlets, leaflets, CDs. It's not just to keep them in the warehouse. They're for distribution. And everyone can be the hands and legs of Krishna for distributing this message. Even a child can take part. Everyone can be instrumental in the Sankirtan movement. So we encourage you to do that and win victory and enjoy a flourishing kingdom of Krishna consciousness, the kingdom of God, even in this material world. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy and spread it for the benefit of others. The more we spread it, the more it becomes relishable. If we keep it to ourselves, we won't get as much benefit as when we act instrumentally to carry out the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading Krishna consciousness willy-nilly, without discrimination. Hare Krishna.